This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Facebook says it has blocked live broadcasts from a chronically ill, bedridden man who appealed to the French President Emmanuel Macron for a medically assisted death. Alain Koch had planned to show what he expects will be a painful end to his life after he announced Friday that he was stopping all food and drink. Prostrate in his bed, he posted a video of himself after taking what he said would be his last liquid meal. In a letter this week, Macron said the French law forbade him from granting the request for a medically assisted death. French media reported that the 57-year-old former plumber suffers from a long-term and incurable degenerative illness. A grand jury in the U.S. state of Florida has declined to issue indictments against Tallahassee police officers, including the shooting deaths of three people in separate incidents that helped ignite Black Lives Matter demonstrations in the state's capital city. The Tallahassee Democrat reported that jurors concluded that the officers were justified in using lethal force in the separate shootings of Michael Johnson, Tony McDade, and Wilbon Woodard. All three were Black. A diverse group of demonstrators took to the streets Saturday in protest. The mayor, John Daly, appealed for calm within the community, noting the pain and trauma that these incidents have caused. A U.S. federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to resume issuing diversity visas for immigrants from underrepresented countries. The order issued Friday in Washington, D.C., partially reverses a pandemic-related freeze on a wide range of immigrant and temporary visas. The U.S. issues up to 55,000 visas a year to people from countries with low representation in the U.S., many in Africa. The district judge denied requests to take similar action on other visa categories. This is VOA News.